Veteran entrepreneurship matters because veterans are problem solvers, leaders, and what we're doing creates jobs, strengthens communities, and it's necessary for America to continue to thrive and flourish into the next centuries, decades, as we build a stronger America. That's my biggest takeaway is remember what you learned in the military can be impactful for not only your community, but for our nation. And that's what we need is to change the veteran persona, the veteran voice from people thinking that we're just handouts into knowing that we can really change America and what it's all about.
Love that.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XU. Roger, over.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Military Creator Con series. If you were wondering what this is all about, come join us April 16th through the 18th in Arlington, Texas, where military community creators come together to learn, grow, scale, launch, monetize, anything you can think of, we show you how. Look us up at militarycreatorcon.com and check out what we're doing. Become part of the community, and we would love to see you in Arlington. I'm joined today by Julie Austin, who is an active duty Army officer, currently serving as a lieutenant colonel and battalion commander. Beyond her military career, she is a dynamic entrepreneur, founding three impactful ventures, Dog Tags to Ownership, No Lightweights Barbecue, and Austin's Sandcastles. With a deep passion for leadership, Julie is dedicated to empowering others to grow professionally and achieve their goals and dreams. Her mission is to inspire success through guidance, mentorship, and unwavering support. Julie, welcome to Military Creator Con and welcome to the event.
Hey, Sean, how are you? It's great to be here. Really excited for Military Creator Con and everything that brings and bringing really our community together. That's the most exciting part of this whole conference.
Yeah, super excited to learn more about what you're doing and what you're going to be talking about at Military CreatorCon. So talk to us first about Dog Tags to Ownership. What's that about?
Yeah, so just a little bit of background about myself. I spent my whole Army career leading teams, solving complex problems, and operating in high-pressure environments. But like most service members, I did not grow up thinking I'd be an entrepreneur. Literally have zero background in business, like most of the folks that we've brought on to Dog Tags to Ownership. But what I realized as I was looking towards retirement was that the skills that we have in the military from discipline, resiliency, leadership, adaptability, those are the exact same skills that are required to build something on your own. And so that realization led me to starting multiple businesses. And one of those is Dog Tags Ownership and being the co-host of the Dog Tags Ownership podcast, where we help service members and veterans transition their military service into entrepreneurship and ownership with our tagline of turning your dog tags into ownership.
Love that. Very, very cool. Talk to us about No Lightweights Barbecue. Please tell me this is something super hot, super spicy, and is winning all kinds of competitions around the world.
Yeah, so No Lightweights Barbecue is not for the faint of heart. No Lightweights Barbecue is for those of you who love flavor and you love great barbecue. I created No Lightweights Barbecue out of the same need for Dog Tags Ownership, that company and that podcast for building a community around food. One of my favorite things about food is seeing it put a smile on somebody's face. When you can create great food and serve great food at events and watch people smile and have conversation around food, that is why No Lightweights Barbecue was created. And I believe that there should be no lightweight when it comes to barbecue. You only have the heavy hitters, and that's what we serve and we prepare at No Lightweights Barbecue.
So is it like all about spice or like is it hot peppery?
No Lightweights Barbecue is just about barbecue. So we do pulled pork, brisket, chicken, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, all the barbecue heavy hitters that are out there. We do a Carolina style barbecue. And when I say Carolina style, I say North Carolina style. Yeah. We use the vinegar base for that. I know there's some people
that's hard
out
to
there.
Get behind, man. It's, I lived in Goldsboro.
You gotta try it. You can't knock it till you try a good one. And that's no lightweights barbecue.
Yeah. That's the key. Like until you try a good one. So I was stationed in Goldsboro, North Carolina at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. And there's so Carolina barbecue. Yeah. You gotta be like North Carolina barbecue or Eastern Carolina barbecue, because Eastern Carolina barbecue is all the vinegar and all the stuff. But as you get into the mountains, as you get into like way out there in like Mount Airy and you get to like the Tennessee side, it becomes regular barbecue, like what everybody knows is barbecue. So unless you are like behind the vinegar, like you said, don't knock it till you try it. Unless you test it out, it definitely is an acquired taste. I was there for 8 years, couldn't get behind it. Give me the sauce, give me the mesquite, give me the Kansas City. Like I'm from Detroit, so the closest we do barbecue would be like maybe St. Louis style, but more like Kansas City, I think.
So for people like you,
slather that barbecue sauce on it.
For people like you, we do provide that ketchup tomato based sauce. I do make it myself. It is delicious. I get a lot of great reviews on it. But I will not, I try not to, I can't force somebody, but I do ask them to try, cause I also make my homemade, vinegar based sauce.
Yeah.
And, so I ask them to try that first. If they don't like it, I give them the no lightweights barbecue sauce, which is the kind that you're describing. I do make that as well. So
I tried a mustard based barbecue sauce one time. That's different. Like
that's a South Carolina thing.
I was gonna say that brings us to the, when you say Carolina barbecue, that is South Carolina barbecue.
Yes.
Like, it's very specific. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. it's like a weird, like when you eat it, there's like a tang and you're like, what? Like what is that? And you can't really like it's so masked, but there's like a tang and you're like, what is this? Like it's confusing. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just, it's confusing. Lots of flavor, but that's so great. Have you gone into any, cooking competitions, barbecue competitions, Grill Masters, like any of that?
So I haven't done any competitions.
Okay.
As you mentioned, I'm still active duty military member. I'm set here to retire this summer. And so I am planning to do a few competitions, but really, my biggest thing with no lightweights barbecue is just providing it to people. Really do catering is what I do, and providing that food for people who are having a get together. And really to come around food. That I love food. I love barbecue, and I love seeing people have a smile on their face when they have good food. So
you know, it'd be super cool. I'm just thinking about this now. What would be super cool is for MCC to host like a barbecue off.
Oh yeah,
like if it was like you and other people who are like specific, like I own a barbecue business, not like I like to drink beer on the weekends with my homies. Like you are in the barbecue sauce, barbecue, like this is your deal, right?
Yes.
It'd be awesome to have like the 3-4, you know, whatever. And then throw one wild card person, you know, someone who is like, oh, I'm the best. Like, okay. We're going to put you up against everybody else and we're going to see, right? And then there's like a whole award thing. And like, you know, like if somehow we could structure that, you know, amongst us on the MCC team, I think that would be like the differentiating factor. Like when you come to MCC, this is real. Like you talk to talk. Let's see you walk to walk. Let's go. Let's bring it home. And so, you know, the awards and like all the thing, you know, let's see who the best military barbecuer is. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I was on a call yesterday with, Mariah, and then I'm actually talking to her after this. So, and I know she's looking at doing an event next year with the bar book and craft, for whiskey or not whiskeys for, spirits. And we could put that together with that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So a spirit and barbecue.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
I'll help you with it.
Yeah. That'd be amazing. I'm like three times at Seymour Johnson, three time chili cook-off champion, three in a row.
All right.
So chili's on point.
Well, you and I have to go back to back because I won the American Legion chili cook-off here. I do a smoked chili.
Okay.
So we'll have to bring that in too.
Oh man, we gotta do chili cook-offs. Talk to us about Austin's Sandcastles. What is that?
Yeah, so Austin Sandcastles started as a lieutenant when I came in the military, utilizing my VA loan to start buying properties everywhere I went as I moved around the country. So my wife and I, we've acquired quite the real estate portfolio with that. And then our next step with it as I look to retire is we own some land down in Fayetteville, outside of Fayetteville, North Carolina, 25 acres that we're looking to turn into a boat and RV storage and then potentially some distribution warehousing as we look to our next adventure of entrepreneurship once I retire.
I'll tell you what, my girlfriend always tells you, she goes, whoever owns the parking structures and storage depot, like all that. I mean, they are making a ton.
Yes.
I mean, especially like if you own the parking structure outside of like a stadium or like an event venue at a hotel, you know, some of those are like $55 a night. Mm-hmm. Like, dang, like I'm in the wrong business. I always say that I've built four businesses over my 20-year career.
Yeah.
And when I retired from the Air Force, I'm like, okay, well, I'm, you know, going to go into what I'm doing, you know, speaking and, you know, all that. But I always say in jest, but kind of half truth, like I've created the wrong businesses, you know, and all of them, you know, I've had multiple six figures and, you know, all that stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And so I always think I'm like, when somebody tells me like, oh, this is what I do, I'm like, dang, I'm in the wrong business. I'm in the wrong thing, you know?
And what, I guess one thing I just want to put out there for those listening, if you're new in your military career, use your VA loan.
If you're
a brand new person in the military and, you know, as long as you're not in the barracks, use your VA loan, especially now, because with the VA loan, you can buy up to a quadplex. And I wish that I could have done that when I came in because I would have bought a quadplex.
And you can hold multiple ones.
Yes.
You could do that before. You had to pay one off.
Right.
Then get in. You don't do that anymore.
Right. And so buy a quadplex, live in a portion of it, let the renters pay for it, and then do that everywhere you go. And by the time you know, if you decide to go 20 years, you'll have so much passive income. So use the benefits that we have. Going back, I did that, but I wish it's like somebody would have really talked to me about it and nobody did. So I think that's one of those things that, you know, as people are coming in the military, use your benefits because you have so many that can help you with business ownership and entrepreneurship as well, if that's something you want to get into.
Yeah. One part that people don't talk about with the VA loan are the bank overlays.
Yep.
So everybody's like, gotta get your VA loan. Like use it, you know, like you're saying. But then they find out that they can't because you have a 19-year-old kid with hardly any credit, or he's the dumb kid who went outside the gate at tech school and got a 13% to 19% interest loan on a car because they're like salivating at the mouth, him coming in, and the salespeople are like, watch what I do to this guy. Like, I think it's like lions in the jungle, you know. It's just like they see the military kid coming in. He's like, I need a car. And they're like, oh, man, here we go.
Yeah, I got a 9% interest rate for you.
Right?
19%. Yeah.
So now we hear about these bank overlays, and I went to go get a VA loan, and they're like, oh, well, you don't have a qualifying score. I'm like, the VA loan, you don't need a credit score. And they're like, well, our bank says, it's like, dang. So now I'm going to use this VA loan. I'm 19 or 20 years old. I have hardly any credit, so I'm literally sitting at a 600 because I'm not old enough, right? I mean, you've been an adult for 2 years, and you don't have a history of credit. Maybe you missed one pay. Like, that's horrible, as opposed to somebody who's, like, 35, got their stuff together, been building credit, you know? So talk to us about that. How do we bypass those bank overlays?
Yeah, so I think the biggest piece for that I found is finding local banks. Okay. So if you find a bank, a local bank, usually you are able to find a bank that will still give you your VA loan, even if you don't have the credit. And it's really working with a realtor that's out there that understands that process as well. So there's a lot of realtors out there that don't understand VA loans. And what I've also found with that is there's a company, and I cannot remember the name of it, and it's going to drive me crazy, but it's a veteran-owned real estate company that has an app. And so you can go onto their website, onto their app, and they will link you up with a veteran or military-connected realtor, and then also with a bank or a lender that understands VA loans and credit and all those things and how you can utilize them. And I'm going to have to find it, and I'll send it to you. But companies like that, organizations like that, that aren't out there just to try to take your money, for lack of better words, but utilizing those. And I think that's – but it all goes back to an education piece, right? And I don't think sometimes we do a great job of educating our new soldiers as they come in, some of those aspects of credit and then the benefits part of it, right? We tell them about it while they're in basic training or AIT, while they're half asleep taking a class because they're sitting inside air conditioning or heat at the time. But we don't follow back up on that. And I think that's something we got to do better as a military.
Yeah. And you're right. Local banks, they really want the business anyways, right? Because they're a local bank. You know, Bank of America probably couldn't care less, right? But the local banks do. Veterans United does that. They'll match. You go on the Veterans United website, and they will match you with someone. But there are predominantly a lot of banks that want, especially the big ones, that want that credit. So you have to have over, like I've heard people like, oh, we don't, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, something like that. It was like 2015, 16, 17, somewhere around there. I was talking to a bank, and they said, we don't even look at VA loans unless you've got at least a 680. I was like, what? Like, but there's no minimum score requirement, but we do. So instead of doing a VA loan, maybe we should look at like an FHA loan. You know, the credit restrictions are a little bit less, and maybe we can get you down to like, you know, if we've approved people at like a 620. And I'm like, why would I go to a FHA? Like what? And I kind of like was talking to some other real estate agents. They're like, don't do it. It's a scam. Yep. Don't do it. And so they're trying to get you into things that they can control rather than like the gut. I'm like, it blows my mind. Number one, how many people try to take advantage of veterans? Number two, the amount of scams that are in each industry.
Yep.
There's always loopholes or workarounds or something that person, whether it be a sales professional, real estate agent, like somebody, right? They're always trying to get the upper hand, a car salesman or something, right? The bank is always trying to win. And it's like, what happened to like the customer service? What happened to like, you win, I win. It's a great process, you know? The only people that feel good about any of these transactions after like a home loan or a car sale or something like that is always the person that is originating that loan. They're like, this is the best deal ever.
Yep. And that's why, you know, I'm a big advocate of finding a local bank, finding a place that you can go into, you can talk to them, because like you said, a lot of times they're not looking to take advantage of military. Some are, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say it all, right?
For
but
sure.
Some, but a majority of them are your, you know, local to the area, know the area, especially if you're in a military community, know the military community and are a part of the military community and want to continue to be a part of it because it does have a huge impact on their economic economic prosperities as well to be part of that community and to continue to have military members in that business. So that's what I always advise, you know, a lot of my soldiers is, hey, find a local bank when you're looking at your VA loan and when you're looking to take a loan out.
100%. Absolutely. Julie, tell us about your session and what people can expect from it.
Yeah. So the biggest thing from my section is I'm talking about education. So how, you know, you can find ways to help yourself if you want to get into entrepreneurship, and then how you can connect with others to really bring your community together, find out how you want to become an entrepreneur, and then build your business and make it a viable, credible business that can help not only yourself and your purpose and your why, but really finding that purpose and why to really help your community as you move forward. So educate, connect, and build. Those are my three big things, framework that I'm going to be talking about in my session at Military Creator Con.
Love that. Everyone listening right now, go to militarycreatorcon.com. Go look at the agenda. Julie Austin speaking on turning dog tags into ownership and your entrepreneurial power. Julie, is there anything that we didn't cover that you would like to talk about before we close?
No, I asked that same question at the end of all of my podcasts, so I just like got a good chuckle out of that. Sorry, because I actually asked that same thing. So
I asked the same thing.
I hate it when people say no and then they have an answer too. So I'm like, oh man, don't be that person.
She's on the guest side now, and she hates that. You can just tell. That. She's like, oh my god, like I'm that guest.
Yeah, I am. I would say the biggest thing is veterans matter. Veteran entrepreneurship matters because veterans are problem solvers, leaders, and what we're doing creates jobs, strengthens communities, and it's necessary for America to continue to thrive and flourish into the next centuries, decades, as we build a stronger America. And that's my biggest takeaway is, remember, what you learn in the military can be impactful for not only your community, but for our nation. And that's what we need, is to change the veteran persona, the veteran voice, from people thinking that we're just handouts into knowing that we can really change America and what it's all about.
Love that. Every veteran who calls themselves a business owner or an entrepreneur should absolutely strive to become a VBO, Certified Veteran Business Owner. Once you get that certification, there are so many set-asides. There are so many opportunities from procurement offices and other agencies that give those for certified women owners, certified veteran business owners, certified minority owners. And so as a business owner yourself, you can become a certified woman business owner and you can become a certified veteran business owner. So love that. And I'm a big advocate for everybody going after that certified veteran business owner name because it just opens up so many possibilities.
Yes. Agree 100%.
All right. Everybody listening right now, go to militarycreatorcon.com. Join us April 16th through the 18th in Arlington, Texas for the Military Creator Con, where the military community comes together, whether you're a speaker, author, podcaster, a artist, a stand-up comedian, you are a veteran business owner, you are an entrepreneur, where creators come and rally to learn, launch, grow, monetize, strategize, build community. That is what MCC Military Creator Con is all about. Join us April 16th to the 18th. And Julie, looking forward to seeing you there.
Looking forward to seeing you too, Sean. Thank you.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great X, you. Roger.